Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Nun Tes, and today we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash. Hadlakas Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash, which comes up on today's daf, because the Gemara here is discussing the order of Avodos. The order of Avodos, as we know, Tamid Nishchat, the parak started off on yesterday's daf, that Tamid, the two Karbanos Tamid are the brackets for all Karbanos, except for the Karban Pesach. The Tamid comes before the Karban Pesach in the afternoon. And the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan on the bottom of Nunchesim Abeis, Tanur Rabbanan, Tamid Kodem LePesach. Pesach Kodem LeKtoris. So even though the Karban Tamid brackets all the Karbanos except for Pesach, but there are other Avodos that are done outside the brackets of the Karban Tamid. That includes the Ketores and Mahavakas Neros. So that's what Tamid Kodem LePesach, Pesach Kodem LeKtoris, Ketores Kodemus LeNeros. The Neros are the last thing that's done. Why? Yeuchar Dover, Shonomar, Bo Ba'erev, Ubein Harmayim, make later the Avoda, where it says to do it, Bein Harmayim and Ba'erev, LeDover Shlonomar, Bo Ba'erev, Elo Bein Harmayim, Belvad. And that's why Karban Tamid, where it says Bein Ha'arbayim, goes earlier than the Karban Pesach, where it says Ba'erev and Bein Ha'arbayim. So, Ihachi, Ketores, Veneros, Nami. So, the Gemara says also Ketores and Eros, right? That also Niktimu LePesach. They should also go before Pesach. Why? Because again, Yuchar Davash Namar Bo Ba'erev Bein Ha'arbayim. Karban Pesach should be the last, because Karban Pesach has Bein Ha'arbayim and Ba'erev in the evening. And the others, even Ketores and Eros, LeDavash Lonomar Ba'ela Bein Ha'arbayim Belvad. They only have Bein Ha'arbayim. So it's the same reason that the Karban Pesach goes after Tamid. The Karban Pesach should go after Ketores and Neros. Gemara says, Shiny Hasam, Demiat Rachmana, Oso. No, there is different, because by Avakas Neros, it says Oso, and the Torah is excluding. Oso, this is the last thing that's done. Tetanya Me'erevat Boker, Tein La Midasa, give enough oil. Shetehe Dolekas Me'erevat Boker, there should be enough oil that it shall light from the night all the way until the morning. One drasha. Davar acher, ein lecha avoda, shekshera be'erev ad boker, elazu belvad. This is the only avoda that's kosher, meaning the last avoda that's done, me'erev ad boker. Rashi, ve'ein la avoda kshera, achareha lahaskel. No other avoda could start. My taima, amakra, yaroch, oso, aharon, uvanav. Aaron and his sons should set up the menorah, me'erev ad boker, oso me'erev ad boker, ve'ein davar acher me'erev ad boker, ve'iskesh ketores l'neros. So this is the last one, and ketores is connected to neros, that's why those two go after the Karban Pesach. One other brisa, v'tanya kikushin, but why don't we, how do you answer the question that we had? Tamid kodem l'ketores, ketores kodemus l'neros, ve'neros kodemus l'pesach, yuchar davar shlo nomar bo ba'erev, ve'en arbayim l'davar shlo nomar bo el abein arbayim belvad. So why don't you say that we have a brisa that does say, like the opposite, we have a brisa here that says that exactly the svara that we said, that Pesach goes last because Pesach has be'erev ein bein ha'arbayim, v'aksiv oso, so what do you exclude with oso? Didn't we exclude with oso that Hadlakas Neiros has to go last, not Karban Pesach? That oso is only excluding the other avoda pnim that would be elimelechim ayniu ketores, meaning Hadlakas Neiros goes after ketores, but they both go before, according to this brisa, Karban Pesach. Why do we only exclude that? From the pasuk, it might give the impression that you do ketores second when you go to the neiros. Then be maktir, ema nidlag neiros bereisha v'hadar nikter ketores, miyad rachmana oso. So that's what oso excludes. But again, the last line here says that the menorah excludes the oso, by menorah excludes ketores, because after all, they're both avodos pnim. That's what Rashi says right here. Techi kamemayit, avodos pnim techvasik kamemayit. Right, when oso by menorah excludes, it excludes a parallel avoda. They're both avodas pnim. They're both done in the heichal, right, with the menorah and the mizbeach azov, and that's why it excludes that. Neiros avodas pnim, v'ketores avodas pnim, says Rashi. There's a question that Achronim ask on our Gemara, right, that our Gemara calls menorah avodas pnim. But one second, the Rambam tells us, in Ilchas Bias Mikdash, the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, both in Bias Mikdash and in Hilchas Tmidim, but the Rama in Bias Mikdash in Perek Tess, Halacha Zayin, talking about, B.S. Mikdash talks all about what a Zar is allowed and not allowed to do. So Perek Tess is about a Zar, Zar Sha'avad, B'Mikdash, Avodah Sopsula, if a Zar does the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Avodah is Pasul. V'chayev Isa B'nei Shamayim, Shenemar V'Azar HaKarev Yumas, B'Pi'a Shmuel Lamdu, Shein Chiyav Zeh, Elo L'Karev La'Avodah. Right? HaKarev means doing the Avodah. V'Echen Hizir Alav, V'Zar Lo Yikar V'Alechem. Eizehu Zar, Kol She'eno Mizera Aaron HaZicharim. Anyone who's not a male Kohen. Shenemar Varchu B'nei Aaron, Viktiru B'nei Aaron, B'nei Aaron, V'lo B'nos Aharon. And then continues that there are certain limits on the Azhara, Avabish Azhara, Musar, Mishol Yisasku, Avodah, Me Avodas HaKarbanos, Eina Chayavan Misa, Ela Al Avodas Tama. What's Avodas Tama? So the four Avodos, Zrika, Haktara, Nisa, Chamayim, Nisa, Chayayin, and the Rama goes through various parts of those types of avodas. Then the Rama goes through other avodos that a zar can or can't do. Shchitas kachim ksheir bizarim. As we know, shchitas ksheir bizar, halachavav, afilu kachi kachim, bein kachi yachid, bein kachi tzibur. Shenemar, v'shachat es ben abakar lefnei Hashem, v'ekrivu b'nei Aaron, mikabal avelech mitzvas kuna. So even a kachi tzibur, even the karbet tamid, right, a yizar, a yisrael is allowed to shech the karbet tamid, v'chein hefshe v'nituach v'holachas esim la'mizbeach, skinning, cutting, and walking the wood to the mizbeach, sheir b'zarim, shenemar be'evarim, v'ekriv ha'kohen es ha'kol mizbecha, so holachas evarim lekevesh, holachas evarim, hi shetzricha kuhuna, aval holachas etzim ena tzricha kuhuna, carrying the limbs of the animal to the mizbeach, that requires a kohen, but not carrying the wood. Now halacha zayin, this is our issue, v'chein hadlakas haneros, ksheir b'zarim. The lighting of the candles in the base of English is kasher b'zarim. The problem is, how do you do that? A zar is not allowed to go into the heichal. V'lefichach, im heitiv ha'kohen haneros, v'hotzi an lachutz, mutter lezar lahadlikan. If the kohen got the neiros ready and then brought them outside, then a zar is allowed to light the neiros. The Ravid fundamentally agrees, but he just says he doesn't like the lechadchila sounding part of the Rambam. Amar Avram, hifli kisha amar mutter lezar lahadlikan, ela she'imid likan ksheros. Bid the Avid if he did it. But it's not that it is mutter. You look in the cast of Mishnah here, where did the Rambam get this from? Pirish halakha lava voda, upirish rashi, tekiva tehidlik barov, hayotse hashaleves olame lea, valhatas is esha voda, shishba torah, hishazorach lahatsis or batsi varacha, because of our rashba tema, daksiv daber el aharon, bahalos chasan eros. Ask the Ritva, right? It says Daber Al Aaron at the beginning of Bar Baloscha. So why is a zar allowed? The Efshar Lo Mar Delahaki Lo Afki Blushin Chiyuv Daber Al Aaron V'Ya'ales Aneros Lo Mar Delava Vodi L'Chayv Al Amisa Bizar K'shem Shechiyav Avoda She'ena Tama. So there are limitations, meaning even though it says Baloscha Daber Al Aaron, it doesn't mean Dafka Aaron. But in any case, the Rambam and the Ravid both agree that it's possible to do Hadlaka Bachutz. So how could our Gemara call this Hadlaka this Avodas Pnim, if it could be done bachutz? So maybe a similar answer is given to the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. The Minchas Chinuch asks on this Rambam Ravid, but aren't they both against the Medrash? The Medrash in the Torah's Kohanim, Mitzvah Tzadiches, which is the Mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, the Medrash says, Ubaguf hadin shekasva Rama v'arayved she'in k'peda shemalikin chutz laheichal tamuali mitaras kohanim mefurish beparshas emor bepasuk yaruch osam lefnei Hashem pirish lo yisakin bachutz v'yachnas b'fnim. Don't get it ready outside and then bring it in. Ve'viyar Ramban v'yushal haTorah ve'echil kol abraisa the taras kohanim v'tzarachin. How is it that the Rambam and the Ravid both argue on this medrash? So the Achronim answer, the Evan Ha'azel answers right here, that there's a difference between the Hatavas Haneros and the Hadlakas Haneros. The Medrash says you're not allowed to get them ready outside and bring it inside. That's true, the Hatava. The Hatava, getting the Neiros ready, that for sure needs inside. Says the Evan Ha'azel, Rav Isser Zalman, Lefi Masha Biyarti, Ein Kush Yeklal, Dinachinami, De Sidur HaMenorah, V'Hatavasa, Tzricha Shedei Davka Lefnei Hashem, Beheichal, V'Shalo Yisakin, Bachutz V'Yachnes Befnim, Aval HaHadlaka, Eina Iker HaMitzvah, Ela Tachlis HaMitzvah, V'Lachin K'sheira Bezar, V'Ksheira Nami Bachutz, Imotzi HaKoin Arucha U'Pashut. Fascinating that the getting ready of the candles, that requires a Kohen, and that has to be done bifnim, and that's what the Medrash is talking about, but the actual lighting is secondary, so to speak, and therefore can be done bachutz, it can be done by a by a zar. So maybe the same thing. Maybe our Gemara is also talking about the hatava, right? The hatava, because our Gemara is like about the neros. The hatava has to be done. That's avodas pnim, but the hadlaka might be able to be done outside. That's a suggestion. It doesn't sound that way from Rashi, but that's a suggestion. That also might be the reading. If you look in the Rambam, Menuchos Karban Pesach, it sees meduyak. If you look at Perek Aleph in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says, Shchitas HaPesach, which is the context of our Gemara, Shchitas HaPesach Achar Chatzos, Vim Shachtu Kodem Chatzos Pasal. That's what we just mentioned recently, that Chatzos is the key time, not 6.5, 6. Vein Shachtu Noso Elomei Achar Tomit Shabein Harabayim. The Karban Pesach is shechted after the Tomit. V'achar Shemaktirin K'tores Shabein Harabayim. V'achar Shemetivin Es Haneros. Matchilin L'shchotas HaPesachim Atzof Hayom. So Mativin Asaneros, the Rambam says Hatava there. So maybe that's Meduyuk in that Lashem. But again, the Rambam here paskins like that day in the Brisa, that all of these are done before the Pesach. The Ketores and the Neros are also done that. Okay, that's point number one relating to our Gemara Avodas Pinim. The Rambam in Ilchos Tmitin Musafin talks about the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, where the Rambam goes through the daily avoda that's done every day. The Rambam says, when he's talking about Haktara, and then he gets into Haktaras Ketores, and then the menorah, Dishun HaMenorah, Vahatavas Neirosecha, Baboker Ubein Horabayim Mitzvah Sasei. Famous Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, the avoda of the menorah is not only at night, it's also in the morning. So the dishun, getting out of the ashes, v'hatavas neiroseha, v'boker ben arabayim, mitzvah saseh, shenemar yaroch oto aron avodav, v'adlakas haneiros doche es ha-shabes v'es ha-tumah, k'karbanas shekuvu alem zman, shenemar laha los neir tamid. It sounds like from the Rambam that there is no separate hatava and hadlaka, as we'll see soon. Other Rishonim say that hatava and hadlaka are two different things. Hatava is the getting the neiros ready, cleaning out the wicks, and putting in new ones, and hadlaka is the lighting. And maybe hatava is done possibly more than once. Hadlaka is only done once. The Rashba, other Rishonim say, you only light the candles once, right? The Rashba says that in a tshuva, in Chelek Aleph. The Rashi seems to say that Rashi in Shmos, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Zion, when Rashi is discussing the lighting of the menorah, let me just find the Rashi here in Lamed Zayin at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. V'hiktir olav aron k'toras lamed b'boker b'boker v'heitivoas haneros yaktirena. You light the k'toras every morning when you were mate of the neros yaktirena. Rashi b'heitivoas haneros lashon nikui habazichun shal menorah. Right, cleaning out of the bazichin, that's the hatava. Midashin apsilos shenistrifu balayla, you clean out what burned at night. Vayametivan b'chaboker aboker, and you get him ready. You get him ready for the hadlaka. Good. But if you look in the Rambam says here, dishin and hatava are done morning and night, and then the Rambam continues. Vekama shemen hu nosin l'chol ner, you put in chatzi lug, which is enough for the longest nights. And then he says, mahi dishin hamenorah. Kol ner shekaba, meser apsila, any ner that way. Now you take out the wood. V'chol Hashem and shebener, and you take out the oil, umekancho, you wipe it out. V'nosim opsila acheres, v'shemen acher. V'mida shu chatzi lug. You put in new. V'zeh sheheisir mashlicho v'akamadeshen etzal ha-mizbeach. Im dishun ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi v'achitzon. U'madlik ner shekaba. And you light the ner shekaba. And then the Rambam adds, v'hadlakas ha-neros, hi hatavasan. The hadlaka is the hatava. It's all together. The hatava and the hadlaka are done all together. That's the Shitas HaRambam twice a day. Again, against Rov Rishonim. The question is, or a couple of comments on the Shita of the Rambam, why is there a mitzvah by morning? Most Rishonim don't say that. So the Meshech Chachma explains, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, well, we're not lighting for the light. It's not that Hashem needs light. So we're lighting because of Kavod HaBayis, as we'll Hashem talk about soon. But the Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Truma, on the pasuk of the badim for the aron, parachafei pasuk tezvav, betabos aron yu badim lo yasiru mimenu. You can't take the badim out. Why can't you take the badim out? So says the Meshech Chachma in one of the pshatim, al derech hamuskal, hinei no da shitas harambam. Shitas Rambam is known. You have to light the candles even in the morning. Right, this is Hatavas Haneros. V'shita so muskelas, and it makes sense. Why? K'mosh Amru Chazal, the Gemara says in Shabbos Chav Beis. V'chi la'orah hu tzarech. Does Hashem need the light, and that's why He would only light it at night? No. Elo edus hi leboi olam shashchina shor b'Yisrael. Lighting the menorah is a symbol of hashras hashchina. Ulaharos ki hu ein sarech lahaor, to show that He doesn't need the light. Rak shezeh chuk dati. It's just that this is the law, because Eretz HaKasav, Chutzrach Lahavdil Gam Bayom, to show everyone that it's not because of the night, but it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah, so that's why you light it in the morning. Even though normal human people, right, humans wouldn't need light in the afternoon, it's the morning. The Rambam says you do light it. Just like the daytime is not for light, so to the nighttime. Dilishneim inyan echad. So says the, and that's why you do it in the day. Kein ha'aron. So in the context there, the Meshech Chachma says, so to the aron, shu nosei es nosav. The aron that carries, the ones that carry it. These badim, these rods, aren't in there just to carry. It carries itself. You don't need the rods. That's why you never allowed to take the rods out. You don't put the rods in just when you want to carry it, which would give off the impression of, oh, they're there for carrying, and the aron needs to be carried by people. No, that's not true. Vein abadim lasei soso, shehu nosi es atzmo, ki hu mishkan kvod hanosi olamim, lachein tziva ki abadim bal yasuru mimenu, lahoros, kimi she'ein inyan lahabadim be'ez hayoso munach ba'ol moed, kacha b'shasha, just like you don't need the badim while it's sitting in the ol moed, kacha b'shasha nosim oso, ala kateif, ein ze inyan hanitzrach la'kovet hanasu kaviyachol, v'lachein la'yisur abadim imenu tamid, kamo sha'neros dolkim tamid. So the badim in is just like the neros. That is the Meshech Chachma's comment here. If you look in a number of sources, I'll read it to you from the Tiv HaParsha, which is a Likut ala Torah. He quotes a story that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik once met the Gera Rebbe, and he says, the Medrash in Parsha Tzava says, Amar Rebbe Chanina Skana Kohanim, Ani Yisi Mishamesh Bebeis HaMikdash, Umaisa Nisim Hayib Menorah. Rebbe Chanina Sked, he was the Kohen God, he was the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a Nesa by the Menorah, Kud Mishahayu Madlikin Es HaMenorah Barash Hashanah, Lo Haisa Nichmes Ad Rash Hashanah Haba. It lit the whole year. The Medrash says it lit the whole year. V'yim Kain asked Reb Chaim to the Gera Rebbe, Eich Kiyem Rebbe Chanina Satzivu Yaroch Oso Me'erev Ad Boker. Right? How do we fulfill the mitzvah? Yaroch Oso. So the Rebbe Migur gave one answer. He said, well, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Yud Beis, that if you add oil to a ner, you're Chayev Mishum Hadzlaka. Havara B'Shabbos. Hanosin Shem L'Toch Haner Adole Chayev Mishum Mavir. So says the Gera Rebbe, that's what happened. The candle never went out, but he was always able to add oil. And adding oil for Hilchos Shabbos is considered Havara, so adding oil for Hilchos Hadlakas Neiros must also be considered lighting the candles. That's how he answered the question of Reb Chaim. But if you look in the Klei Chemda gives a different answer. Ya'aroch oso means Yishtadel al Yidei Atavas Haneiros. Make sure it's done. The mitzvah isn't the Maisa Hadlaka. The mitzvah is to make sure that the Hadlaka is done. And that is why, if I come in and I see it's still lit, so I made sure the halakha is done, and therefore it is enough. This type of answer, right? Well, first the Klei Chemda compares it to the Tosas Rid. Compares it to the Tosas Rid. Which Tosas Rid? Tosas Rid and Kiddushin. Well, Tosas Rid and Kiddushin, right? Answers the question of Tosas. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Chavtes or so that the only the father is commanded in the mitzvah of bris milah, not the mother. The mother doesn't have a mitzvah. Mother doesn't have a mitzvah to bemal her children. How do you know that? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Oso v'lo osa." Oso v'lo osa. So therefore, that's how you know there's no mitzvah on the mother. Ask Tosfos, what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't it just the mitzvah of seishas van grama? Lamali kra. Typically, the mitzvah of van grama ushin nimal b'shmini l'leidaso v'nashim b'turos. Why don't you say that? So Tosas answers, two answers. Maybe it's not Zvan Groma because it starts on day 8 and then there's no Hefsik. Or maybe it's like the Manta Amr that Mila Shalom Zvan is knowing Yom Mevalayla. Different answers given. But Tosas Rit answers because the mitzvah is not the Maisa Amila. It's the Hisaskus. It's the involvement in making sure it gets done. Result-oriented. And that's why that applies Bein Bayom Bein Balayla, right? That's not Dafka Bayom, and therefore it's not as Man Grama. So V'yesh Lomar Hishtablus he call as Man, and just like the and maybe that's the point here of the Klei Chemda. The Klei Chemda says also of the Hadlakas Neiros, it's a mitzvah to be Madlik, it's a mitzvah to make sure it is lit. Good. This could also answer. Reb Chaim says this in the Grach Al Hashas. The other question of the Menchas Chinuch. The other question, Menchas Chinuch asks, he says, this is a question that's bothered me for years. Right, again, in Mitzvah Tzadiches. The Rambam Paskins, in Hilchas Chanukah, as we know, based on the Gemara, Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah. That's why all the conditions for the mitzvah have to be met when you light the candles. Right? The Gemara says in Shabbos Chav Beis, Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah, by Chanukah, and Rashi adds in two words, Kida'ash Kachan B'Menorah, like we know by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah. When you do the mitzvah, all the conditions have to be met, have to be there. So the question is, how could the Rambam arrive at both Paskin? You could take the menorah outside, then put it back in. You can't light it outside, right? That's not, if you say Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah, then the mitzvah is not done outside. Then you bring it back in, right? So how is that possible? How is it possible that the Tzar can light the menorah outside and you can bring it back in? Don't we pass on Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah? So explains Reb Chaim in the Grach Al Hashas, in Grach Al Rambam. Well, maybe the point is that the mitzvah isn't about a Maisa Hatzlaka, it's Sheyihu Dolkin. Sheyihu Dolkin. That's the key of this mitzvah. And therefore, if the Kohen gets it done, it doesn't matter where the Maisa Hatzlaka is done, even if he gets it done, that's his mitzvah, and he's able to take care of it. The key is, Sheyihu Yehu Dolkim. So that is the Klei Chemda to answer the question of how is it that someone could be yotzei the mitzvah if it's little year? That's how Reb Chaim answers the question of the Minchas Chinuch, of how is it that a zar can light it outside. And just to add, the Mitzvah HaMelech, Rabbi Sement, in his commentary on Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says it could be that there's a difference between the nighttime lighting and the daytime lighting, without going into his rayas. But he suggests it could be that there's a difference between the two. The chalukin halakas neir shal bein arba'im, the halakas neir shal boker beikri yisodinam. The mitzvah halakha shal bein arba'im yisodin hu maisa hatlaka. The sham halahu dechsev the mashpah halakha gemura. V'lachein afim adayin heim dolkin mechabin osan kedei lakayim maisa hatlaka. It's the maisa. Achein bedin halakha shal boker. The sham lo nomar ha'alah rak behe tivo asaneros yisodin hu shi neiros dolkin tamin. V'lo binin azdafka hatlaka adei maisa. Da mitzvah shi neiros dolkin tamin. Make sure that they are lit. Okay, there's a lot more lum this year. Again, the Shorash HaMitzvah, the Chinuch talks about, it's about giving honor to the house. Lighting candles in the house is Machabe the house, to be inspired from that house. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Drash Moshe talks about many different details of the lighting that give us messages about Chinuch and how to educate our children. But again, this is one of the exciting avodas that are done in the Beis HaMikdash every single day.